Welcome to Yacht Crew Vlogs, where we tell the stories of those in the yachting industry. A behind-the-scenes look that discovers the individuals in the industry, their history, their passions, and what inspires them to do what they do.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm pleased to welcome back my guest, Erica Lay from El Creco. How are you, Erica?
I'm good. Thanks, Rhea. How are you? I'm feeling like a regular now.
Mine just be with the articles that you've been writing lately. There was an article that was put out about the Yachty's name and shame site. Tell me about it.
It was mostly about that page. It was about the whole sort of naming and shaming phenomena that's kind of hit social media recently. Just to go back a few years, I remember being approached. This is before we use social media quite as much as we do now. But I was approached. There was at least two different websites that were set up about 10 years ago. And it was the same premise of sort of naming and shaming. So people could go on there and write a review about a yacht, a person, business in the industry. And sort of highlight if there were any problems, shall we say. And two different websites tried it, and both of them failed. They just kind of fizzled out and disappeared because people weren't brave enough to actually post things because they feared the repercussions, be it being pursued legally or just not being able to find any more work in the industry, getting a bad name for yourself. But it really feels like that's kind of turned on its head in the last couple of years, and people are like, name and shame, name and shame. And then this site, this page came about on Facebook a little while ago, and it was launched by a guy who's no longer involved, but he got stiffed on a big charter ship and he lost a lot of money. And he decided, right, I want to create space on social media platform where other yachties can come together and effectively warn people off working with certain programs or certain people. And then it's just exploded, I think. It's got over 17,000 members now. I don't know how many are crew, how many are active crews, how many are like business owners, people like myself, people like you. I know there's a few lawyers now who are on there as well, watching it. All sorts of businesses are on there now. So it's kind of gained a lot of momentum. And I just wanted to investigate a little bit about, you know, the repercussions of posting on a site like this. Is it good? Is it bad? Positives, negatives? And just do a little bit of investigative journalism rather than an opinion piece.
What did you find is going on over there? I know you have your own opinions, but, you know, what did you sort of see?
I'm trying to keep my opinions out of it. My concern was that there were more and more of these anonymous posts coming up. And people could just sort of, they were posting whatever they wanted, effectively. And at the time, it was like with or without proof. And I got in touch with the admins. There's three admins at the site now. One blanked me. One said he wouldn't talk to me on the record. But one was really forthcoming, Alex. And we had a good chat online about the dangers of posting anonymously. And I said to him, you fear any repercussions yourself as an admin? Is somebody coming back on you? And you're like, not really. But the anonymous thing was a good conversation because he was concerned about that as well. He said he was working on things. And since then, they have made changes so that you can only post anonymously if you have enough proof to back up your claim. So you can't just go on there and say, wow, I worked on this boat and the captain was mean to me and took all my money and left me in Tahiti with no flight home. You'd have to show a stream of messages, be it WhatsApps or emails, correspondence, something to back up your claim. So it makes the site more, what's the word, tangible, more believable, more a bit more easy to believe rather than just bun sites backwards and forwards.
Why do you think it is so popular and why do you think it's getting so much attention?
Everybody loves drama. We love drama. I mean, I go on that site and sometimes there's stuff on there. There's some really, there's useful stuff. I can go on there and say, right, has anybody worked on motor yacht radio? It's a 50 meter. Can anyone give me any feedback? And people will pop up and go, yeah, great captain, or lovely owner, or really tough owners live aboard. And people can give their feedback. And in that respect, it is a bit of a safe space for people to do that. But, you know, some of them, I've seen some fantastic fights on there. And it really is just one of those, get your popcorn out, sit there and just watch it unfold as the people start just bickering, disagreeing, throwing mud. And let's say the brown stuff, it does stick. So, but they just don't care anymore. And that's kind of amusing. Also a little bit worrying that people have no filter when they're typing, and that really comes across on a page like that. And there's been some interesting stuff on there.
Well, do you think perhaps it's because the industry is very secretive and nobody really wants to go up against the powers that be, as it were, but there are things that happen within the industry that are never fixed or never talked about? Where do they turn? Do you think perhaps that's another reason why something like this has sort of popped up? Because crew are sick and tired of being treated like interchangeable cogs at a wheel, as opposed to the human beings they are that are hired to do a job.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the problem that we face in yachting, as you say, it's secretive. People are signing non-disclosure agreements, so they can't say anything out loud about what goes on board. And if there's something that's going on board that isn't right, then where do they turn? Where do they stand? And it's frightening, because there's a lot of, especially the younger people coming into the industry who don't know any better, who perhaps haven't got life experience and aren't strong enough or don't know enough to turn around and say, this is wrong. I'm out, I'm done. And they'll put up with it, or they'll find themselves in really bad situations with some really bad people. And it's not just yachting, that's across the board in loads of industries that we see. There's some really awful people out there who will abuse others in various ways, emotionally, physically, financially, and threaten them. And the behavior is just shocking. And some of the stories we hear are awful. And there needs to be somewhere, somehow, that crew and people can report this sort of thing. But the trouble is, it's like, where can we do that? Where can we do that in any industry? If it's not, do we go to the police? Can we report someone to the police for withholding salaries? Do we seek legal advice? Nobody really knows what to do. And I think unions like Nautilus are a good starting point, but you know, we need more in the industry. We need an outlet. And I think that's one of the reasons, as you said, that this page really, really took off. I mean, when I wrote that article, it took me a couple of weeks to put things together. And during that time, I think the membership on the site went from 10,000 to 14 or 15,000 people. So the numbers of members are growing daily. I mean, the traffic that page is getting, there's clearly a need for something, but I'm at a loss. I don't know what to say. I don't have a solution, unfortunately, but we need to be able to put something together and have a safe space where crew can go and talk about their experiences.
Guaranteed, because I have to say, one of the things that I liked about it, and this actually just occurred in the past month, was a young woman was assaulted. And yeah, nobody would have talked about it. Nothing would have been done. And this individual, this criminal, literally, has managed to find work in yachting around the world while having been charged in 2018. He is wanted for questioning in New Zealand. He's wanted for questioning in the UK. He's wanted for questioning in the US. And he continues to not only find victims, but he continues to find jobs in the yachting industry to fund his way around the world. So someone's not doing their job, firstly, because otherwise he wouldn't be getting hired. And secondly, in this case, all the victims are crew, and somebody's putting him on board as a captain in charge of crew. Shouldn't you feel safe when you sign up to a yacht that you're not going to be going out to sea with a mass murderer or a rapist? That's an issue.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And that's the thing. I mean, maybe management companies or owners need to start looking at a criminal background check for crew as well. And again, there's a couple of companies that have contacted me just over this summertime offering like this service to do full investigations, like a criminal background check on crew, for obviously for a fee. One of them, I think, charges the crew and the other one would charge the end user. I would think that I would rather, if I owned a yacht, yeah, dream on. If I owned a yacht, I think I'd be, you know what I'm saying, I'd like to pay for that so I know it's coming from a reputable source who can give me directly the feedback, or my manager, whatever. But yeah, we don't really ask for criminal background checks. It's very rare, put it that way. I used to work at Heathrow Airport, and to get that job, my God, I had to jump through a lot of hoops. And yeah, I had to do full police background checks and all this sort of stuff to get that little pass that allowed me to go in an airside and landside and do all that stuff, obviously for security reasons, to make sure I wasn't a complete nutter. But yeah, working on a super yacht, being in charge of this epic piece of kit that costs a fair few bucks, there's sort of no criminal check. We take it all on good faith that they're not, as you say, mass murderers, rapists, terrorists. What do we do?
It's simple, because when we go for a visa or we apply for a residency permit or anything such as that, you are required to provide a criminal history.
Yeah. Yeah, true. So if you're going to be working on a vessel that's going overseas, I mean, I have a little box on my website that says when people fill out their forms or fill out their information, it's like, have you ever been refused a visa? You have to fill this out, yes or no. If yes, you have to give details. So if you've been turned down for, like, say, a B1, B2 to get into the States or somewhere, you know, you have to give a reason, because obviously that is going to affect your job applications. But, you know, it's a tricky one. It is a tricky one. I don't know for yacht contracts moving forward, maybe they do not need to start looking into doing criminal background checks on all crew members.
Well, I saw somebody was posting for a job the other day and they were asking for a full body video. So I can imagine that if they have time to look at the full body video, they could probably find time to look at the piece of paper that states whether or not they're a criminal.
Yeah, absolutely. And if somebody is asking you for a full body video, then just keep scrolling. Do not apply for that job. I cannot stress that strongly enough. Wow. In 2022, this is the thing. I mean, one of my concerns, and one of the reasons I wrote that article on the naming site, Name, Fame and Shame, was the legal ramifications of, say, me as a crew, me as a person posting anonymously on there and saying something, even if it's true. We all know, especially if we're in America, that I could still have my backside sued out from under me, because I'm being libelous, I'm defaming someone. And I spoke to the lawyers in the UK and in the United States about that, because my concern is that people think they can post anonymously and then they're protected. Even if they have proof, they're still not protected. And the guys I spoke to in the States, the lawyer there, Michael, told me, if I want to find out who that anonymous poster is, it will take me probably 2 or 3 days once I get a court order. And I just wanted to raise people's awareness to the fact that don't think that you're safe if you post anonymously. They can still find out who you are, because if they give that court order to the admin of the site, they have to tell them or they're in trouble. So it's just, I just want people to be careful. I don't want anyone to get in trouble for what they're posting, even if it is true. And that's very sad, but I just want to protect people from the long term, like legal ramifications. I mean, if you posted something about, say, a captain on motor yacht XYZ, and the owner gets wind of that, his name or her name is involved because their motor yacht has been named in that post. And if they really like that captain, the captain might have a bigger legal team behind him than you realize if the owner backs him up for whatever reason. I mean, we see it in Hollywood. Now that everybody lives their lives online, everyone's on social media all the time, there's all these cases now, like look at Amber Heard and Johnny Depp, how that whole case turned on its... And it was all about messages. And there was the Agatha Christie trial in the UK about the same time. Again, Instagram. And it's just people, we just post everything. And it's just, it's quite frightening, actually. It's quite frightening to see how much trouble you can get into by posting what you think is harmless online. If somebody comes for you with a legal team, he's going to protect you.
So doesn't that just put Crew exactly back where they were forever anyways? They are still at risk because the owners have a lot of money or management has a lot of money. So what they experience on board or what they experience within the industry, they can't warn anybody else about because, well, how are we going to fix this?
Well, this is exactly the problem. And this is what we've been looking at and discussing and talking about. It's like, how can we fix this? How can you know, you spread the word without everyone and their management company being involved and seeing it? As I said, with 17,000 members on that page, I'm not the only Crew agent sat there scrolling and reading. I know there's lawyers on there. I know there's management companies on there. There's loads of people within the industry. So I don't know what the solution is. And it's deeply, deeply upsetting that people are getting away with this life-changing bad behavior and that nobody's got any fallback. Because if they've got enough money to protect themselves, then it's always the victim that's left high and dry again. And I don't know what the solution is, and that's devastating. I don't know how to move forward on this. And if I had the answer, God, I'd love to tell everyone about it.
If the entire industry forewent one industry event and put all the money that went into that into creating a safe space online, including lawyers, et cetera, for the sake of Crew, that you would probably have that issue covered for the next 10 years.
Are you saying that yacht shows are expensive, Rhea?
Not only would they be saving the environment from those, what, thousands of airplanes coming in, because we know that yachting is all about sustainability, right? They want to save the environment. So there's just so many pluses that if we took one industry event per year and said, okay, every company that has spent 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50,000 euros per company, put that into a kitty and said, let's protect our Crew. Could you imagine what we could do with that?
Yeah, that's brilliant. And I love that. But the people who are spending all that money probably aren't that interested in protecting the Crew because that's not their ballpark. That's out of their wheelhouse and that's out, not in my backyard, not my problem. I wrote the article about the Crew shortage. I approached some big publications because I wanted to get the message to the owners. We can tell the Crew about it. The Crew are like, yeah, I know. God, jealous. Oh, it's been tough this year. Every captain I've spoken to this week said, oh, really struggled to get a bosun or a mate or a chief steward this year. I'm like, yes. We know as Crew and, you know, the people on the ground, we know there is a problem. We need to get the message up to the top. And the big publications weren't interested in carrying that message for me. It's getting that message out to the people who need to hear it. And often the owners are kept far, far away in a bubble and not troubled with our menial issues and our day-to-day worries. But they need to be informed about what's going on. And if that's just the case of, like, the reason all your Crew are leaving are because of X, Y, Z, or the reason all your Crew are leaving is because your captain has been making unwanted advances on the junior stewardesses. and that's a big deal. Why isn't it reaching the owners? And if it is reaching the owners, why aren't they acting on it? So it's all very well and good. If we can find a safe space for people to say what's happened to them, or this captain didn't pay me, or this management company didn't pay me. But do the owners know? And then, do the owners care? There's a lot to unpack here. If this page keeps growing the way it did, it could just blow up the industry. And I don't envy the admins one little bit, because they have a hell of a job on their hands policing every single post that comes in and trying to keep things nice and civil. That's a lot of people who are involved, and a lot of people like to comment. And then you've got the trolls who like to stir the pot. And it's a thankless task. I mean, what they're doing, I think, is brave, and I applaud them for doing it. But gosh, that's a lot of hard work. And yeah, I hope it doesn't come back on them, because as you said, we need an outlet. We need somewhere we can be safe and talk about these things. But is it Facebook?
Yeah. I mean, I guess we can have another 20 conferences in regards to protection crew in the next
only if
decade.
Arrive on plane and drink from plastic bottles, so.
Yeah, because that's what's going to happen. I mean, I don't even know how many in the past 3 years conferences we've seen on why is there a crew shortage. Let's have so-and-so sponsor this forum or this chat about why there is a crew shortage. And then it happens 4 times a year, 2 years on. I mean, something's got to change now, because we are going to be sitting here 10 years from now having the exact same discussion, and there will be a change. There probably won't even be an industry, because
I think
a lot of people tend to forget that the only reason there is an industry is because there's crew. You can't even get insurance on a yacht unless you've got crew on that yacht.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. It's not going to drive itself. It's not going to maintain itself. It's not going to clean itself. But interestingly, I was invited to one of the, the Super Yacht Forum. And I looked at the list of events, the itinerary, if you like, you know, what's going on. And out of however many days it was, there was 1 hour kind of seminar thing that was about crew. And I highlighted that back to them. I said, look, the only thing that's of interest to me is this. Everything else is all technology, this, how we're moving forward, new build this, new technology, all the new stuff, which is all super cool. And it's great for owners, managers, and captains to go and see this. But if they're just sort of blowing the crew under the carpet, and just, oh, don't worry about that, it'll sort itself out, don't worry. And it's not sorting itself out. And we need to get a grip of this, and we need to address the problems. But, you know, as I keep saying, like, how do we get the message to the people at the top and the other one, people holding the forums or publishing these articles, not the ones who are, they're not interested in carrying this story because it's not beneficial to them or their advertisers at this point in time.
It really comes down to the fact that crew aren't going to pay them to fix the problem. The people that are paying them are the bigger companies, and the bigger companies don't want to talk about crew.
No.
They want to sell another yacht. They want to sell yacht furnishings. They want to sell their electronics. They want the money that comes with the industry, but they don't want to deal with those that actually make it work.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, as you say, without the crew, this industry won't exist. It's going to fall on its ass, frankly. And we need to start taking this seriously. And that being said, I don't want to be all doom and gloom. There have been some good shifts this year, this season, albeit reluctantly from some, but, you know, the wages are starting to come up a little bit at last. People are offering more rotation. Owners who are being communicated with are understanding the issues and moving forward to try and resolve them and to keep their crew and to keep their crew on board and to keep people happy and to hire the right crew. So long term, hopefully it's gonna have to change. Or I mean, surely if you can't find any crew for your yacht, you'll realize there's a problem.
Yeah.
but let's not sugarcoat it to the big boys and girls at the top and tell them we need some help, we need some input here, we need some support.
Now, I think it just comes down to basic human rights. There should be, not only should people be paid, this goes back to our last conversation, should they be paid a living wage, but on top of that, there should be that type of support that they know when they go to work every day, they're going, it's in a safe environment, they're protected. Yeah. If something happens to them, they have recourse. Someone's going to listen to them. Someone's going to help them and take them through whatever legal process needs to be taken, if that's what's required. So there needs to be a coming together of the industry to say, there's nothing here to do that. Let's establish that. And move forward. It's that simple.
Yeah. And also, I think an element of helping each other as well. I mean, that's another thing. A few things I saw on the name Fame Shame page was, at one point it got a bit mean. People were saying, I'm doing this, this, and this. Is that normal? People are like, yeah, you don't like it. Suck it up. Get out of the industry. It's like, that's not very nice, is it? It's all very helpful or constructive. But again, it's the same. There's trolls everywhere, I guess. Everywhere you look, we're going to find trolls on every page. But just people forget that. Didn't we tell everyone last year, the year before, be nice? Wasn't that a hashtag? Be nice, be kind. It's quite tiring, isn't it? But it's just be a nice person and help someone, help each other. And if you are in doubt about anything that's happening on board, people need to know that they can reach out to professionals in the industry who won't judge. And if they don't want to do it publicly, there are people they can contact for help. It might be a friend, it might be a captain they've worked for in the past, or a chief stew they know, or a chef or an engineer, someone they got on well with, someone, or a crew agent, or a radio presenter. Someone who can at least point them in the right direction. Sign up to Nautilus. So many people don't sign up to Nautilus. You can contact the PYA for advice. There are resources out there, but I don't think people really know about them, which is a shame.
I have to play devil's advocate on that, because I am a staunch supporter of those that are trying to do good in the industry. But what I have found is many of the organizations that you've spoken about don't have the knowledge, don't have the funding, and frankly, aren't capable.
God, that's disappointing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So again, yeah, where do we turn? What do we do? How do we make them better?
That's the thing. I think that's really what this comes down to, is because we don't have an organization that is going to say, right, we have had this report, let's send it off to this person, to this person. There's no organization. It's like, we can call this number and they may send you over to somebody over here, somebody over here. And who's going to deal with that? What do we do? Oh, I don't know what we do. And that's really what it comes down to. So then it just sort of flows through the cracks. That's not really our problem. And that was another response that was heard as of late, is we don't deal with that. So who does?
Yeah. I mean, is it a case of... And the thing is, especially if it comes down to somebody's being sexually harassed, people, report it to the police. It's like, have you ever tried reporting something like that to the police? It's awful. And the victim, 9 out of 10 times, gets blamed. It's all deniability. It's all he said, she said. And it's just an absolute mess. And as you said, somebody needs to stand up and take accountability. If we're going to have unions in the industry to protect people, then they need to cover everything, not just pick and choose what they do cover and what they don't. It's not just non-payment. It's got to be the whole thing. It's disappointing when you hear things are going on like this in the industry when there's absolutely no recourse. There's no way to fight back. Like, yeah, it's disappointing.
I mean, and not all is lost. I know personally, I've been touched with a few organizations as of late that are in the process of putting together things for Mariners as a whole. It's just one for Mariners. Anybody can tell anybody, this is who you call, period. And I think that's a good move. So it isn't all doom and gloom. I think this is a step forward. But in the meantime, and this goes out to the owners, to yacht management companies, to shipbuilding companies that are watching, you have to look after your people. I mean,
yeah.
And we, in the meantime, people can come to people like myself or to you. And I know the crew coach, Corinne Rayson, as well as Marianne from Yachts Mermaids. I mean, there's many out there that I know of that people can go to and have that conversation. Until then, unfortunately, I think there is still a need for something like Name and Shame. Until we as an industry come together and make sure that crew is looked after, they aren't taken advantage of, that when they have legal issues that would be addressed on land, those issues are dealt with. We start doing criminal record checks.
Fully agree. Things have got to change. I mean, since the whole pandemic, the whole workforce has changed across the world, across all industries, and times have changed, and other industries are adapting and moving with the times to reflect that. And in order to look after their crew, their employees, their workforce. Whereas the yachting industry, bless us, we've got that horrible tendency of going, la, 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 la. It doesn't affect us. No, no, everything's fine. Everything's fine. And the world's on fire. So we've got to keep moving. If we don't stop swimming, we will drown. So we've got to make some changes. As I keep saying, I don't know what they are, but...
I mean, realistically, when you work on land, you do have recourse. No matter what it is that's going on, there is somewhere you can go to find recourse. It almost seems as if the marine industry as a whole, we're still living like the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a free-for-all, and nobody thinks that any of the laws apply to them. And as long as you're getting that money in your hand, who cares who you run over? Who cares who gets tossed overboard? We're done with you. Toss them overboard and move on. And that's not the way it is any longer. I'm very sorry to say to those that want it to stay that way, but it's a different world. We have a generation that is educated, is interested in their future, cares about humanity, and sees the state of what we see today as far as the earth goes. So it's got to change. It's just got to change. You can't continue the way you have been.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed.
Erica, we haven't solved the world's problems yet.
Not today. But tune in next time, viewers.
Erica, I want to say thank you for your time. I will, of course, include a link to the story below this interview when it airs. And yeah, stay tuned for the next edition of Erica and Rhea, because I'm sure it's going to happen.
Erica Rhea against the world.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know.
So much, Rhea. Thanks for having me again.
I love chatting with you because there's not a lot of people that you can actually have a real honest conversation with nowadays, regardless of the politics. So that's very, very refreshing.
Excellent. Thank you.
You've been watching another edition of Yacht Crew Vlogs right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I have been your host. We'll see you again next time.